Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 36 of Pepperdine People. I'm Larissa Hamada, the Director of Equal Opportunity, and I'm joined here today by Dr. Charla Griffin Brown, the Associate Professor of Information Systems and Technology Management. She's also the Director for the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning. So we just finished our Women's History Chapel program.
We sure did.
And your title of your program was The Transformative Power of Women in Business. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us a little bit about your message to our community?
Well, I really appreciated the opportunity to come and talk. Normally, we don't make the connection between business and calling. One of the things that I wanted to emphasize is that business can be a unique and powerful calling, and that women demonstrate this every day. In fact, I wanted to bring together some examples of how women around the world have really embraced this calling against considerable challenges. And I also wanted to explore what this meant in the context of Christ and what he says about relationships and what he says about the kingdom.
And I find it really interesting because you're both a faculty member, you're a leader within our community, you're also a mother of two, and it's just very inspiring. And so I think many women within maybe the GSBM or the Graduate School of Business and Management, that program, will want to ask, can you have it all? Can you have a successful career and be a mother? I mean, what are the challenges? And also any advice that you might be able to give?
Well, thank you. I don't think of myself in that light, but I have a good friend who gave me some advice early on, and she gave me this little plaque that actually has a saying that the King of England delivered to his people just at the beginning of World War II. Mm-hmm. And it simply says, keep calm and carry on. And that is my advice to contemporary women who, quite frankly, because of the economic challenges, are having to think about family and their partnerships in innovative ways. And I think it's important to have a strong partnership, to have a strong faith. And personally, I would suggest never wearing uncomfortable pants because there's too much to do.
And uncomfortable shoes, too.
Exactly. Comfortable shoes, comfortable pants, or skirt, move
on. That's right. That's good. Those are great, great points. Thank you. Well, also, we were thinking after the service, I was talking with other women and men as well who were heard your message. And one of the things that some of the women had said is, you know, business and mm-hmm. women in business, mm-hmm. although it's becoming more of a common practice or common mm-hmm. knowledge, it's still new, I think, within our society. And so I wanted to ask, what are some of the challenges for women, you know, going into MBA programs or trying to start off their new business when you're working with these women at Graduate School of Business Management? What are some of those things, those challenges?
Well, there are so many challenges. Even now, there are a lot of not just glass ceilings, but concrete ceilings in certain places. It depends on what industry you're in. And there are certainly more opportunities. And I would suggest that women are positioned now more than ever to address the issues of our time in meaningful ways. But I think what I can do is actually introduce some opportunities and tips for overcoming some of these challenges. And the first that I would recommend is that women network. Share mm-hmm. your network and network with everybody who you can. I think that's extremely important. We need to share the load, and we have to think about relationships. I would also suggest that you share your knowledge. Share mm-hmm. your knowledge as you move forward in the workforce. People will recognize that. You'll be rewarded for that. And this is a way of also building relationships. And finally, share your compassion. Be a real person when you come to the office and when you, as a leader. This will not only be recognized, but I think more importantly, again, it helps build relationship. And relationship and trust are absolutely foundational to business practice. Mm.
You talked about relationships and trust in your message, and I thought that was really interesting. Sometimes when we think of business, I guess relationships are important in business. But can you talk a little bit more about that message?
Well, firstly, I think it's important to point out that the American system of business is built on the foundation of trust. And this mm-hmm. trust is established in our legal system, mm-hmm. which was basically developed so that people who didn't know each other could create trust. That's mm-hmm. what our contract law does. And fundamentally, in the business enterprise, you are all about relationships amongst shareholders, relationships with customers, relationships with employees, even now more and more relationships with external stakeholders who help create your product or service or deliver it to the marketplace. So it is a system of relationships that is fundamentally dependent upon this concept of trust. And right now we are in a crisis of trust. Hmm. But the good news is I think we have the flexibility within the system here in the United States to rebuild trust. Hmm. And I think there's great hope in that.
Interesting. And I think you had mentioned also that women in your message really do start from an area of, or a starting point is within relationships, mm-hmm. within community, building trust. And so, and you expand upon that a little bit in business as well. So can you share a little bit about women in business and our relationships?
I think this is an even more important component now that we exist and do business within a networked world, because women have strengths in relationships and networking. And I see powerful new business models being propelled forward in different parts of the world, quite mm-hmm. frankly, by women business leaders who understand this intuitively and are able to create trust in the business environment and use social networking and use social media and understand implicitly the power of the network.
Mm-hmm. And you had also mentioned something that was new to many of us in the community, and that's the idea of microloans. Can you share a little bit about microloans?
Sure. Actually, this concept came out several years ago, I would say actually a decade or so ago, in which rather than using large loans to develop and fuel large businesses, the development community or venture capitalists would provide smaller loans to smaller businesses in order to stimulate economic development. And one of the things that I discovered when I was working for the Foundation for Advanced Studies in International Development for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Tokyo was that if we gave these microloans to women so that they could develop businesses, their businesses would become profitable, and then they would not only invest in their business, but they would invest in the community and healthcare and in education and priorities that were very, very important locally. And this is a very powerful mechanism for advancing against poverty.
And it's really interesting to learn about different ways or creative ways our society today mm-hmm. Can invest in women and
Absolutely.
Women's ideas and businesses. and I think probably one thing is if you can just share with us, you know, in light of Women's History Month and everything that you're doing in our community, is there maybe one last thought that you would like to give everyone in our community regarding memorializing Women's History Month?
My hope is that women who are listening to this podcast, women who are challenged because of the extraordinarily difficult economic times we are in, will embrace the calling of business and look for new and innovative ways to create wealth in their communities. I am hoping that we can provide part of the solution, an enormous part of the solution, and I have great hope for the capabilities and capacity of women in our local community.
Thank you very much. And thank you for those who are listening. And we do hope that you will also consider visiting our cultural heritage and history programs in the future.